On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Joanna Earle.
An investigation's underway after two people were found dead at a block of flats in Gillingham. Kieran has more details for KMFM.
Well, emergency crews were called to a property here on Trafalgar Street, not far from the town centre, yesterday evening. Police have since confirmed two people were found dead at the scene. It's understood forensics teams were here earlier. For now, though, there are just two marked police cars parked outside a flat on the street. But there's still a huge amount of concern among people living nearby. A couple of them have told me it's made them want to move elsewhere. And these neighbours say it's a huge blow.
It's not the first time something bad's happened along this road.
Very scary, because just for a little bit of an accident, only an ambulance is called, not six police cars, so it's got to be something big.
It's a bit of a shock, as it's so close to home. As I say, we've just got to wait and see what the outcome is.
Officers say they're still trying to establish the cause of death.
KMFM News.
A report by the health regulator has found there were serious failings into the way the ambulance service that runs Kent handled NHS 111 calls last winter. South East Coast Ambulance came in for criticism after some patients were found to be waiting longer for an ambulance. The Trust say they accept the findings and have already made changes to make sure it doesn't happen again. The parents of a two-year-old girl from Maidstone who died from meningitis are due to urge MPs later to make a vaccine available to more children. Over 820,000 people have signed a petition following Faye Burdett's death on Valentine's Day. They want a jab for the B strain of the disease to be given to all children up to the age of 11. Jodie Cox is a family friend.
At present, only children that were born after the 1st of July are being given that vaccination as a matter of course. We want that changed, because this vaccination may well have changed the outcome for Faye.
KMFM News.
It's emerged funding for two major rail projects will be confirmed in tomorrow's budget. The Chancellor will give the HS3 high-speed rail link between Manchester and Leeds and the Crossrail 2 project in London the green light. George Osborne says he's made his economic decisions by looking ahead.
In the budget, we're not going to go for short-term fixes in this uncertain world. We're going to have long-term solutions to Britain's long-term problems, and the budget is going to make sure Britain is fit for the future.
Police investigating an attack on a vulnerable man in Chatham have arrested a teenage boy. 29-year-old Bradley Hannon, who weighs just 6 stone, was punched and had his wallet and mobile taken as he waited for a bus in Luton Road last November. A 17-year-old held on suspicion of robbery has been bailed until the 4th of April.
KMFM News.
Firefighters have been tackling a fire at a takeaway in Dartford. Crews were called to the shop on Temple Hill Square after smoke was seen coming from the roof just before midnight. There are no reports of any injuries. And there are calls for teachers in Medway to have some more training to help tackle the number of children who are self-harming. A report showing an increase across the country in the number of young people deliberately hurting themselves will be discussed by council bosses later. Rick Bradley's from the charity Add Action, which runs a self-harm prevention programme for young people across Kent.
If somebody is going to harm themselves in this way, it's not done lightly. It's because there would generally be something that's underpinning that, and it might be a way of communicating, even just to themselves rather than to anybody else, that what they're going through is a very difficult period.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football and Leicester have extended their lead at the top of the Premier League. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Leicester were 1-0 winners over struggling Newcastle, who had Rafa Benitez in charge for the first time. It leaves Claudio Ranieri's side 5 clear at the top. Newcastle stay 1 point off safety with 9 matches left to go, and host rival Sunderland next. Benitez isn't looking too far ahead though.
We have a lot of games to play, so it's important to give everything every game, so we cannot be thinking about the next one or the other one will be more important. The next one is the most important, and we have players injured that they are coming back, so that can help.
Elsewhere, in Gillingham have re-signed defender Deji Oshalaja on loan from Cardiff City, subject to international clearance. The 23-year-old made 15 appearances for the Gills during his first loan spell, which ended at the start of January. He's expected to play at Southend United on Saturday and stay until the end of the season. And in tennis, Andy Murray's suffered a shock third-round exit at the Indian Wells Masters. He's lost in three sets to Argentina's Federico Del Bonis, but Johanna Konta is through to the last 16 off the women's singles.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.